Doctor is standing by, and he's standing by no more. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty seen with the whole dad bod sort of conversation earlier, though I prefer to call it a father figure.
It is.
Nice.
That is a little nicer way to put it, I guess.
That's well said.
What a nice father figure.
Exactly.
I know you got a lot going on Main Street, Casey. My goodness.
We do. So I had a good dad joke, but I think I'm going to have to skip it and just blow through all this stuff that's coming up. We have this weekend, there's the Day of the Dead parade that's put on by Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow that starts downtown on 7th Avenue and works its way north on Commercial. Starting at 10:30 a.m., there's the downtown trick-or-treat, which I think we're up to 26 different locations, and we keep adding a few from 11 to 1, so bring the family down for that. And there's an opportunity to participate in a costume contest, so you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check that out. And then the Dia de los Muertos event will take place in the 900 block of Commercial from 11 to 5, and they'll have music and dancing and food and all sorts of different things. It's one of my daughter's favorite events, and we're excited about that again this year. The Granada Theater, working with the No Coast Film Festival, will be showing some different Day of the Dead films from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And remember, the Day of the Dead activities, the Dia de los Muertos activities, HOT uses that as a fundraiser for scholarships. So Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow does fantastic things to support youth, and all of those different dollars raised go to help send people to college. A lot of that money goes to Flint Hills Technical College and Emporia State University. So you get to come out and have fun and support a worthy cause at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a more comprehensive list of all the different Halloween activities that are going on at EmporiaMainStreet.com. So you can go to the website and click on that link, and we've got a rolling sort of Google Doc that keeps all of those different activities in line from Friday through Sunday. I know you mentioned Freedom Fest. That's coming up on November 6th, and there's a run, walk, biking, disc golf, the Spur Challenge, the new Murph Challenge. There's all sorts of different things going on this year that are brand new, including some reenactors that will be doing some different things along with the Murph piece. Sounds like we're going to have a battle tank down there. So there's all sorts of cool things going on. We promise, because I've asked like four times, we're not going to be able to use the tank as a starting pistol, but it'll still be there for you to climb on. Obviously, we have veterans banners up, and we have those locations up at EmporiaMainStreet.com. Special thanks to the City of Emporia and Emporia State University for helping us place those different banners and honoring local veterans. We're getting ready for Small Business Saturday on November 27th. We had the City of Emporia authorize the first upper story RHID in the state last week, and we're excited about that. And we've gotten, I don't know how many phone calls from people that are looking to do upper story redevelopment in other areas in downtown Emporia and then other communities that are asking about how Emporia integrated that program. We have the incubator space that's open for applications, so you can find out more about that at EmporiaMainStreet.com. We have a business incubator section that details what that process is like, with 6 months of free rent, 6 months of reduced market rate rent, and 6 months of we're going to help you find a new location rent, along with some other services. The Start Your Own Business class is up and running and doing well. We have the Quilt Block project that's out and about, and we have some people from quite a distance that are planning to come to Emporia to check that out. And a lot more is going on in downtown Emporia.
Well, and you've got care packages for the troops going on too, do you not?
Exactly. Yeah, we have soldier care packages, and we're going to be able to have drop-offs at Freedom Fest, or we'll be doing drop-offs at the incubator location. So we'll be packing up some different things and working with Sergeant Major Steve Harmon to identify some of those different soldiers that are stationed overseas so we can send out care packages again this year.
Let's get that done. All right, Dad Joe, come on. Finish with a bang here, Casey.
A friend of mine, Brad Harsman, was asking about utilizing Emporia Main Street gift certificates because he kept burning his toast, and he needed a new toaster, and he was wondering what Main Street members had toasters for sale, so we directed him, and he went and bought a new toaster with those gift certificates. It was important for Brad because nobody likes burnt toast, but he, like many Americans, is black toast intolerant.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Casey. Way to tie in Main Street
in
there,
that.
Too. Man, that's good.
That was well done.
Casey Woods, Emporium Main Street, joining us here. That's a double rim shot right there.
Raising the bar.
KVOE Live in Ilka Rainfall right now. 61 degrees, 6:56.
We are approaching one of the most significant votes for our local school board in the history of our district. I'm Jennifer